The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, July 23, 1989, at 17 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Hi, a very good Sunday evening to you. I'm Rita Rochelle in our VOA studios in Washington, and this is Music Time in Africa.
And I'm Leo Sarkisian. This is today's first edition of our program, and we have both popular and traditional music for you by some of Africa's finest musicians and music groups. So I hope you'll stay with us and enjoy the music.
And the best way to do that is to just sit back and relax with us here on VOA's Africa service. To begin with, here's a recording from South Africa by Steve Kakana. Inandi Zakanga Nina.
Ngangibiza kanjani na ngompho wenu ungathandi nengane zami kanje ngompho wenu kanjani ungakwazi nokungikhulumisa njengendoda zilungise kuqala engqondweni yakho wazi abantu ungazazi wena wedwa zilungise kuqala engqondweni yakho wazi abantu ungazazi wena wedwa zilungise kuqala engqondweni yakho wazi abantu ungazazi wena wedwa Ungangibiza kanjani na ngompho wenu ungahloniphi nomkami nje ngompho wenu kanjani ungakwazi nokungibulisa ekuseni Ungangibiza kanjani na ngompho wenu ungathandi nengane zami kanje ngompho wenu kanjani ungakwazi nokungikhulumisa njengendoda zilungise kuqala engqondweni yakho wazi abantu ungazazi wena wedwa zilungise kuqala engqondweni yakho wazi abantu ungazazi wena wedwa
Steve Kakana, a South African musician who reached stardom with his inspiring personality and innovative genius. He's from Zebediela in northern Transvaal and went to school for the blind in Pietersburg. His musical career started with a small band called The Hunters, and the rest is history. He has a large number of excellent albums to his credit, music we enjoy playing here on Music Time in Africa. A reminder again, friends, that this program of African music on VOA's Africa service is being broadcast on the 13, 16, 19, 25, 31, 41, and 49 meter bands on shortwave. And in Southern Africa, we're on medium wave on 621 kilohertz. And I'm Rita Rochelle, your regular Music Time hostess here in our studios, with your VOA music man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian, my colleague, who really enjoys talking about African music almost as much as we enjoy playing these recordings for you. It's in this edition of our program that we have examples of traditional music. So, here's Leo.
Thank you, Rita. Well, this first recording is from Cameroon. It was made in the town of Foumban some years ago during a local festival and features music of the Bamoun, an important ethnic group in Cameroon noted for its many skilled artisans, sculptors, and craftsmen. The Bamoun are also noted for the rich variety of music, musical instruments, and folk dances that are still being practiced today. This is by a large group of both men and women. That was dance music of the Bamoun, who live in the region of Foumban in Cameroon. Another important ethnic group in Cameroon is the Kom, who live in the northwest province of the country. They have a distinctive style of music making, different from other types of Cameroonian music, in both rhythmic and vocal aspects, as you'll notice in this recording. This is the characteristic sound of Kom music. Metal gongs, rattles, and drums. accompanying a chorus of men and women from the northwest province of Cameroon. You know, that's a fairly good recording, considering that it was made some years ago, when recording equipment didn't really have the technical quality of today. This next recording from Cameroon is also quite good. The wonderful sounds of xylophones from the south central region of the country, featuring the music of the Beti. That was xylophone music of the Beti, who live in the south central province of Cameroon. Well, in contrast to the sound of Cameroonian xylophones you just heard, this next recording is from Uganda, which also features xylophones, but the instruments were constructed quite differently and produce a different tone quality. Uganda musicians make their xylophones by simply placing pieces of wood loosely on banana stalks. This type of instrument, in musical terms, is called a loose note xylophone. The Ganda call it a madinda. In this recording, the madinda is accompanied by large bass drums that at one time belonged in the royal court of a former king of Buganda. This next recording is flute music from the southern part of Uganda. Ankole musicians are playing end-blown flutes called emibanda. Rattles, clay pots, and cone-shaped drums accompany the flutes in this recording made in the early 1950s. That was music of the Ankole from the southern part of Uganda. And now, one last example of traditional music, this time from North Africa, from the city of Algiers. I made this recording when I attended an international music festival in North Africa. The music is by musicians who are part of Algeria's National Folk Orchestra.
Yeah. من قدير غصان
And thank you once again, Mr. Music Man, for taking us on a small tour around Africa, beginning with South Africa, then Cameroon, Uganda, and Algeria. And next, still coming up, Super Mazembe from East Africa and the one and only Sir Victor Uwifo from Nigeria right here on Music Time in Africa, coming to you on VOA's Africa service. This is the station that keeps you in closest touch with what's happening in Africa and the rest of the world every day. And that means that you should keep your radio tuned to the Voice of America and not miss our special programs for Africa. Daybreak Africa, African Panorama, and Nightline Africa. But here's Al James from our English to Africa service with his own recommendation of how to start your day well informed. Good evening, Al.
Well, thank you, Rita. I'm happy to have the opportunity to invite all your Music Time in Africa listeners to try our wake-up service on Daybreak Africa. Every morning, Monday through Friday, the Daybreak crew and I try to give everybody a wake-up call to get their day off to a good start. We also have the latest in-depth news from VOA correspondents around the world. We get you caught up on the latest from the world of sports, and just like Music Time, we have great music, too. So I hope that you and Leo and everybody will listen to us on Daybreak Africa. We're on 5 days a week at 3 and 6 hours GMT. We think it's a great way to start the day. Thank you, Rita.
Thank you, Al. And you can be sure we'll be listening to you on Voice of America's Daybreak Africa.
Aya o, daleli serio zawe maya o daleli loboko mawae
ayaye
imao ayaye.
East Africa's famous Super Mazembe from Nairobi, a band that has maintained its high popularity throughout the years and still going strong and still making new recordings, Super Mazembe. Well, that's not too different from another group and band leader that remain upfront and high on the music scene in West Africa, and I'm talking about Sir Victor Uwifo of Nigeria. Here he is.
Around, I found the world so kind.
We
used to have our fun.
Our fun.
I love that we found. I thought you were my kind. I have to cry about you and your kind.
I try to avoid your kind. Avoid your kind. I try to avoid your kind. Avoid your kind.
I was right to know. That you were going to go.
To go.
I found that you were slack.
Brother Sir Victor Uwifo of Nigeria, good music, and that's what we always have here on Music Time in Africa. This was today's first edition, and I'll be right back here in 1 hour and 30 minutes from now at exactly 1930 GMT with our second edition of Music Time in Africa, another full half hour of some of the best in African pop music. So friends, I recommend you just stay there right by your radio. And coming up next, a report of the latest world news, followed by a discussion on the issues facing America and the whole world. It's coming to you on VOA's special program, Encounter. And for now, dear friends, my love to all of you.